I happened to be standing in the middle of my little old southern shop, familiar place, when all heck broke loose. Well, it wasn't really all heck, but that's what it appeared to be at first. The door shot open as if a great wind had pushed it. I jerked, stumbling as a swell of magic pushed me back. The birds squawked, the kittens meowed, the puppies barked. Hugo the dragon fluttered up. His neck stretched forward and his mouth opened as if ready to shoot an arrow of flame. Oh yeah, in case you didn't know, the shop is actually a magical pet store that I own. Name's Pepperdine. I'm a witch who matches pet familiars with their owners. I'll admit I haven't been doing this witch thing for very long. I'm fairly new at it and still have tons to learn. But it doesn't take a genius to figure out that when your front door blows open like a tornado shoved it in, you'd better pay attention. Standing in the doorway was Rufus Mays. In case the explosion of air didn't give it away, Rufus is a bad guy with a capital B. Like, really bad. From what I understand, he likes to play Dr. Frankenstein on folks. Once he tried to turn someone into a vampire. Or he was playing vampire on someone. Yeah, that's it. Problem is, Rufus ain't no vampire, y'all. He's a witch with serious issues. 4 times he's attacked me, trying to take my powers or kill me or whatever. Each time, I've been saved. Anyway, Rufus wore his usual black leather from head to foot. Ebony eyeliner rimmed his eyes, and the smirk on his face told me he saw victory at hand. "What are you doing here?" I said, pushing to my feet. "You're not supposed to enter Magnolia Cove." "Well, here I am," he said, sauntering in, "and I don't see anyone stopping me." My heart thundered against my chest. This was bad. This was very bad. "What do you want?" I said. Rufus smiled. "Why, you, of course. This time, nothing's going to interfere." His gaze landed on the animals. He shot out his hand and the creatures fell into a slumber. Even Hugo. The dragon drifted down to the floor, falling asleep. Last time Rufus showed up at Familiar Place, the birds attacked, sending him reeling from the store. Clearly that wasn't going to happen this time. He looked at me and smiled. "I'm not taking any chances." I fisted my hands. "And what makes you think nothing's going to stop you?" Rufus raised a hand.
"Because you and I are leaving."
I lunged. Rufus snapped his fingers. Familiar Place melted away, and I was plunged into darkness, alone with Rufus.